The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Well, we're going to start off with the Dave Matthews Band. Wilmington is hosting the band later this spring. It's part of the band's 2023 summer tour. The band will perform at Live Oak Bank Pavilion at Riverfront Park in Wilmington on May 30th and 31st. The tour coincides with the Dave Matthews Band's planned release of its 10th studio album, Walk Around the Moon. Tickets go on sale to the general public February 17th. Rock legend Stevie Nicks is making a stop in Raleigh in just a couple of months. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and former member of Fleetwood Mac has set a tour date for PNC Arena May 12th. Tickets are already on sale. Nobody's saying why, but one of the stars on Chicago Fire is taking a break from the NBC drama. Fan favorite Taylor Kinney, who plays Kelly Severide on the series, has been on the show since its start in 2012. Reportedly, the absence is to deal with a personal matter. Oscar nominations are out for the 95th Academy Awards, airing on ABC March 12th. There are 23 categories, so that's just way too many to list on this program, but I will name the movies in the Best Picture category. In alphabetical order, All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of Water, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, The Fabelmans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, and Women Talking. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at Raleigh Little Theater. This is part of the spring 2023 schedule. January 27th through February 12th, it's Blood Wedding, a gripping Spanish tragedy inspired by a true story and first performed in 1933. Two families in rural Spain are intricately bound in an unbreakable cycle of murder and revenge. Violence erupts over plans for a wedding between lovers from the two families and an ex-lover who kidnaps the bride from the wedding celebrations. March 17th through the 26th at Raleigh Little Theater, Fancy Nancy, the musical. Fancy Nancy and her friends Bree, Rhonda, Wanda, and Lionel are going to be performing in their very first show, Deep Sea Dances. Nancy is positive, that's Fancy for 100% sure, that she and Bree will be picked to be mermaids. But another girl is picked for the coveted role. Nancy is stuck playing a dull tree and works to bring Fancy flair to her role. Okay, in May, 5th through the 21st, is My Wonderful Birthday Suit. And in June, from the 2nd to the 18th, Hands on a Hard Body. That's all at Raleigh Little Theater. The Justice Theater Project schedule for 2023 season, February 10th through the 26th, it's the Best of Enemies. A fiery civil rights leader and the Grand Cyclops of the KKK must work together to face the best and worst of themselves as they clash over school desegregation. This is at Umstead Park UCC on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. Then in April, the 13th through the 23rd, Tiny Beautiful Things. Writer Cheryl Strayed becomes an accidental online dating columnist who draws from her own life to help thousands of readers navigate life, love, grief, and forgiveness. This is being held at Theater Raleigh on Old Wake Forest Road in Raleigh. Then May 17th, 18th, and the 21st, The Dead Man, and June 9th through the 25th, Urinetown, the musical. It's a listing for the Justice Theater Project this spring. All right, the Wake Forest Renaissance Center. Saturday, February 4th, Rosa Parks and Friends, presented by Bright Star Theater. This production takes the audience on an amazing journey through time with Rosa Parks, where some of the most remarkable figures in history come to life. This show gives a remarkable view of the challenges met by these amazing Black Americans. The performance is at the Alston Massenburg Center on Taylor Street in Wake Forest. Admission is free, and the project starts at 11 a.m. Saturday, February 11th, it's Shauna Tucker, Valentine's Day brunch. Cellist and singer-songwriter Tucker invites you in with her voice and captures your heart with her unique chamber soul style. She's open for heavy hitters like the Indigo Girls and the Blind Boys of Alabama, and played several years in Las Vegas with Cirque du Soleil. The concert starts at 11. Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th, Wake Forest Film Festival spotlights passionate, creative, and thought-provoking movies by some of today's most promising and accomplished local, national, and international filmmakers. The two-day film showcase will engage audiences with films of all lengths and genres. Saturday, March 25th, at the Wake Forest Renaissance Center. Living Rhythms African Drumming. Performances are an educational, transformative, and exciting exploration of the drumming and dance of West Africa. The show begins at 11 with an attention-grabbing surprise by the artist that will have you on the edge of your seat right from the beginning. This is a free performance at the Alston Massenburg Center. And then Saturday, April 22nd, Croce Plays Croce. So right now the performance is sold out. But, of course, they may have a wait list, so make sure you check. And then Friday, May 5th, Happy Dan, the Magic Man. PNC lineup for this spring. Friday, February 17th, it's Hootie and the Blowfish with Susto. This is a pre-party show in advance of Saturday's Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series at Carter-Finley Stadium. The outside game features a face-off between the Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals. Thursday, March 2nd, Jeff Dunham, still not canceled tour. Friday, March 10th, Kem and Ladisi, the Soul to Soul tour at the Women's Empowerment Expo. Also at PNC Arena, Monday, March 13th, Greta Van Fleet, Dreams in Gold tour. Friday, March 17th, it's Winter Jam 2023. Saturday and Sunday, March 18th and 19th, it's Monster Jam. Friday, March 24th, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. Thursday, March 30th, it is Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour. And, of course, we got Lizzo coming in May, as well as Stevie Nicks. Sam Smith is coming in August, and Shania Twain in October. All right, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. They've already got some shows lined up. June 1st, Dead & Company. June 30th, Kids Bop Live. July 12th, Matchbox 20. August 4th, Eric Church and Cody Jenks. August 8th, Foreigner and Loverboy. September 15th, Leonard Skinner, ZZ Top, and Uncle Cracker. And in October, Zac Brown Band, King Calloway and Tennille Towns. That's all at Coastal Credit Union Music Park. Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Friday, April 14th, Mount Joy. Saturday, May 20th, Youngblood, the World Tour with the Regrets. Saturday, June 3rd, Dermot Kennedy, the Sonder Tour. Wednesday, June 14th, Noah Kahan, Stick Season with Joy Oladokun. Saturday, June 17th, Revolution, Good Vibe Summer Tour 2023. In July, it's Lewis Tomlinson and Walker Hayes. In August, Tyler Childers, and September, Parker McCollum with Dead Jackson. And then Cocobooth Amphitheater has two scheduled concerts. Saturday, April 29th, Ruman Studdard and Clay Aiken, 20, the tour. And Friday, June 2nd, Smooth Nights featuring jazz greats Incognito and Mesa. And, of course, that's the three amphitheaters in the area. And, of course, in the coming weeks, the schedule will get longer, of course. Okay, Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Saturday, February 4th, WWE and Next Vengeance Day. Wednesday, February 8th, it's Carrie Underwood, Denims and Rhinestones Tour. Friday, February 17th, Impractical Jokers. Saturday, February 18th, Saturday, February 18th, Adam Sandler Live. Sunday, February 26th, Winter Jam 2023. Two dates right now in March, New Edition, Raul Alejandro. Friday, September 21st, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. In May, Anule A and Paramore. In June, Banda MS. And in July, Blink 182, the Rock Hard Tour. PNC Pavilion in Charlotte, May 12th, Janet Jackson and Ludacris. May 30th, Dead and Company. June 28th, Shania Twain. In July, Kid Bops Live and Matchbox 20. In August, Brett Michaels and Foreigner and Loverboy, also in August. September, Leonard Skinner, ZZ Top and Uncle Cracker, and Eric Church and Whiskey Myers. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium Concert, Saturday, July 15th, Luke Combs. And closer to home, Greensboro Coliseum, Friday through Sunday, February 3rd through the 5th, Jurassic World Live Tour. Friday, February 10th, Legends of the Streets Tour, Reloaded. Saturday, February 11th, Journey, Freedom Tour, 2023. Thursday, February 23rd, Blake Shelton, Back to the Honky Tonk Tour. Saturday, February 25th, Winter Jam, 2023. March 25th, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. March 31st and April 1st, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. In April, the Eagles, the Hotel California 23 Tour, Cat Williams, Harlem Globetrotters, Los Temerarios, New Edition, the Legacy Tour, and Kenny Chesney, I Go Back Tour 23. In May, Mana and Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. June, Brooks and Dunn and Dude Perfect. July, Thomas Rhett. September, RBD, the Soy Rebelde Tour. And in November, Anita Baker, the Songstress Tour. And once again, these, no doubt, the list in their schedule will get longer as the weeks go along. Let's take a look at what's going on at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Let's start out with February 1, and that is the name also of the event, February 1. On this remarkable day in the year 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts Iselle Blair, David Richmond, Franklin McCain, and Joseph McNeil, the Greensboro Four, as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth's lunch counter. The restaurant refused service to African Americans. This demonstration is considered one of the pivotal moments in the American Civil Rights Movement. Recommended for grades 5 through 12, there are two shows, 9:50 and 11:20. Friday, February 3rd, John Waters, the End of the World Tour. John has written and directed 16 movies. He is the author of 10 books, and his audiobooks were both nominated for Grammy Awards in the Best Spoken Word Album category. Saturday, February 4th at Carolina Theater, the ICCA South Quarterfinals. That starts at 7. Saturday, February 4th and Monday, February 6th, a walk in August. The event is a journey of self-reflection and friendship between Broadway actor, director, and educator James A. Williams and Pulitzer Prize-winning American playwright August Wilson. There are Saturday shows at 7:30, and Monday's performance is at 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 7th, The Adventures of the Tortoise and the Hare, The Next Gen, begins with Aesop's classic fable, The Tortoise and the Hare, but continues the story, which finds them 10 years down the road, now with children of their own and exploring modern-day distractions. Smartphones and video games create a new landscape of lost connections to life and experiences. Two performances on Tuesday, February 7th, 9:45 and 11:20. Thursday, February 9th, Nick Swardson, Make Joke from Face Tour. Nick is a stand-up comedian, actor, writer, and producer, known for his co-starring roles with Adam Sandler, his character Terry on Reno 911, Grandma's Boy, Bucky Larson, and his own shows. Friday, February 10th, Dimitri Martin, The Joke Machine Tour. Saturday, February 11th, Angel Olsen and the Big Time Band. Saturday, February 18th, Shauna Tucker, Chamber Soul, Cello and Songs. That's at 11 a.m. Saturday, February 18th, the Monty Grand Slam. Thursday, February 23rd, Tower of Power. For over 50 years, Tower of Power has delivered the best in funk and soul. Tower's window-rattling grooves and raucous party spirit has been a balm for the soul throughout their half-century of existence. Friday, March 3rd, it is Nikki Glaser, the Good Girl Tour. Saturday, March 4th, Felipe Esperanza, please. And then Big Foo Tour. Thursday, March 9th, Miranda Sings featuring Colleen Ballinger. Friday, March 10th, Jerry Cantrell, Brighton Tour 2023. Okay, DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center on Vivian Street in Durham, of course. Tuesday, January 31st, through Sunday, February 5th, it's Cats. the record-breaking musical spectacular by Andrew Lloyd Webber that has captivated audiences in over 30 countries and in 15 languages. Wednesday, February 8th, Dancing with the Stars Live 2023 Tour. Thursday through Saturday, February 9th through the 11th, it's Widespread Panic. Widespread Panic, all shows at 7:30. Tuesday through Sunday, February 14th through the 19th, it is the Book of Mormon, which the New York Times calls it the best musical of this century. Tuesday, February 21st, An Evening to Shine. As in years past, hundreds of choral and dance students representing all of the district schools will perform. Proceeds from An Evening to Shine support the Durham Promise Scholarship Fund, a community-funded scholarship program administered by the Durham Public Schools Foundation. The show starts at 7. Wednesday, February 27th, it's Brandi Carlile, a special solo performance. Friday through Sunday, February 24th through the 26th, Riverdance. Tuesday, February 28th through Sunday, March 5th, Jagged Little Pill, the musical. And that's a look at what's going on at DPAC. All right, checking the clubs in downtown Raleigh. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Shows start at 9, unless noted. Tuesday, January 31st, Pony Bradshaw with Grayson Jenkins at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, February 1st, Roosevelt Collier and Mike Dillon, Punkadelic. That's at 8. Thursday, February 2nd, Jamie Wyatt with Nicholas Jamerson. That's at 8. Friday, February 3rd, The Fritz album release show. Saturday, February 4th, Daddy's Beamer, Sweet Dream. Sunday, February 5th, Brown Eyed Women, a tribute to the Grateful Dead at 8. Tuesday, February 7th, Coffin Cats with the Crank Daddies and Them. It's at 8. Thursday, February 9th, also at 8 o'clock, the Young Dubliners. Friday, February 10th, Hank, Patty, and the Current. This is a vinyl release show. Saturday, February 11th, Applied Science and Make Yourself, tributes to 311 and Incubus. Tuesday, February 14th, Shamar Allen and Zoo Crew at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, February 15th, Jeff Beck tribute, celebrating the life of the late great guitar hero. And that starts at 8 o'clock. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, February 1st, Neil Francis with Danielle Ponder at 8 o'clock. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, American Aquarium, but all shows are sold out currently. Tuesday, February 7th, Grateful Dub, reggae-infused tribute to the Grateful Dead. That concert starts at 8. Thursday, February 9th, The Stews with Easy Honey at 8. Friday, February 10th, Far Too Jones with Craven Melon Acoustic. That's at 8. Saturday, February 11th, Far Too Jones with Lauren Nicole. And that is a sold-out show as well. Wednesday, February 15th, The Great Mountain Groove, featuring Sicard Hollow, The Sweet Lilies, and Pixie and the Party Grass Boys. And that show starts at 8 o'clock. Then at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Thursday, February 9th, Big Gigantic. By the way, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, February 16th, August Burns Red, 20th Anniversary Tour. Sunday, February 19th, Corey Wong with Victory Wooten and special guest Truesdale. Thursday, February 23rd, Destroy Lonely, No Stylist Tour. Friday, February 24th, Russell Dickerson, She Likes It Tour. Saturday, February 25th, K. Michelle. Sunday, February 26th, DAVSN, Working on My Karma Tour. Okay, Dreamville Festival 2023. The music festival known as Dreamville returns to Raleigh's Dix Park this year. Organizers say Dreamville Fest, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. This past spring, the Dreamville Festival drew an estimated crowd of 80,000 people. No worry yet on tickets, but you can sign up for a newsletter through the event's website, dreamvillefest.com. All right, a couple of the nights at the Goodnights Comedy Club on Woodburn Road in the Village District. Thursday, February 2nd, Brad Upton. Friday through Sunday, February 3rd through the 5th, it is D.C. Curry. Friday and Saturday, February 3rd and 4th, Sam Rubinoff. Thursday through Saturday, February 9th through the 11th, it's Rachel Feinstein. Friday and Saturday, February 10th and 11th, David James. That's at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, February 2nd, Kevin James Thornton. Friday through Sunday, February 3rd through the 5th, it is Tony Rock. Thursday through Saturday, February 9th through the 11th, Tim Dillon. Tuesday, February 14th, Laughentine's Day with Clayton English. Friday through Sunday, February 17th through the 19th, it is Marlon Wayans. And Thursday, February 23rd, Eric D'Alessandro. That's all at the Raleigh Improv. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.